There might be a very big red dog roaming the neighborhood this weekend looking just a little sad. Norman Bridwell died last week. He wrote more than 90 Clifford the Big Red Dog stories, which sold more than 126 million copies in 13 languages and became an animated series on PBS that's seen around the world. We spoke with Norman Bridwell in 2012, just as the Scholastic Press reissued the original Clifford stories under the title The Clifford Collection. Norman Bridwell and his wife joined us from the studios of WCAI in Woods Hole, Massachusetts. You both have a hand in this. How did Clifford get born?
It was 1962. I was a struggling, not very successful artist in New York. Norma said, well, you always wanted to illustrate children's books. Why don't you try that? I did about 10 paintings that I thought would appeal to children and took them to publishers and was rejected every place, except that one publisher, a young woman, said, well, you're not very good. She said, if you want to illustrate a book, you'll probably have to write one of your own. She pointed to a sample painting I'd done of a little girl with a gigantic red dog, and she said, maybe that's a story. And I went home, and over that weekend, I wrote the story Clifford the Big Red Dog and was shocked when it was accepted for publication because I'd never written anything before.
Norma Bridwell?
Yes.
What did you think about all this?
I couldn't believe it at first. When I did realize it wasn't a dream, I said to Norman, you could write another book. Maybe you could write two or three books. Who knows? And his reaction was, oh, no, this is just a fluke.
Now, Clifford grows big because he's loved so much?
Yeah. After I did, I think, four books of the Big Dog, I got letters from kids asking, what was he like when he was born? Was he a giant puppy? Was his mother and father big dogs? We thought it would be fun to make him a very small puppy. Mm-hmm. And he grew because Emily loved him.
Yes, he was the runt of the litter. And the man who was giving her a dog, a puppy, said, oh, don't take him. I don't think he'll even live. He's so small. Then love came in there and, you know, did the trick.
Is it hard to top yourself book after book? With Clifford?
It has gotten more difficult over the years. Every time I think of an idea, I think, well, that's kind of like the idea that I did a couple of times before. Mm. And I'm running out of situations.
I have also read, Mr. and Mrs. Bridwell, that any kid in the world who writes you or writes Clifford a letter probably gets a reply.
We make a real effort to answer every letter. It's sometimes difficult. But I think if they care enough to sit down and write, I should give them an answer.
If Clifford grew so big because he was loved so much, after 126 million books, shouldn't he be just about as big as Brazil right now?
That's a nice compliment.
I think he's reached his non-threatening limit.
Well, happy birthday to Clifford, and thank you very much. 50 years
thank
of
you.
Making children laugh. That's wonderful.
Thank you, Scott.
Norman Bridwell and Norma Bridwell speaking a couple of years ago on the 50th anniversary of Clifford the Big Red Dog. Mr. Bridwell died last week at the age of 86. Clifford is still around.
Clifford's so much fun, he's a friend to us all.
I love Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Ooh.